there, this is Zach. How about we take a little walk down Gilead Lane?
Luke, I'd like you to meet an old friend of mine.
No, I'm not that old.
Mr. Mason helps small businesses like ours.
Dad, this is great.
It looks like we've been robbed.
Whoa.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Dad.
Got a little surprise for you. Follow me.
Okay.
I figured it was time to try something new at the store.
Is this like your idea for pickled broccoli sticks?
No. Something even better.
Freeze-dried swamp cabbage nuggets?
Better.
Wow, what could be better than that?
Well, you've been telling me that I need to take the store into the 21st century, right? Well, at least the 1980s.
Right.
Well, Luke, that day has arrived. Follow me to the back.
Whoa, what's all this computer stuff?
Huh? Luke, I'd like you to meet an old friend of mine, Ross Mason.
No, I'm not that old.
This is Luke.
Pleased to meet you, Luke.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Mason.
Your dad and I were buddies from way back in junior high.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were always coming up with these great inventions and ideas, and, well, you haven't changed a bit.
And you always encouraged me. I'll never forget that.
Well.
What's that?
Well, it's part of the new general store. Hey, grab that grocery cart over there.
Okay.
Mr. Mason helps small businesses like ours come up with high-tech ideas to help them grow. Watch this. All right, you've got a cart full of groceries there, right?
Right.
Okay, push it past the scanner bar.
All right.
This scanner bar reads all the barcodes instantly and comes up with a total for you, just like that. And you don't even have to take anything out of the basket.
Now that is cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm also creating a new website for the store, and I'm putting pop-up ads on local internet services within 100 miles.
Dad, this is great.
I know.
Well, this should drum up a lot of new business for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Ross, I'm serious about what I said earlier. I mean, just because we're friends doesn't mean I expect any favors here. Well, you've got a business to run, a family to support, and... Ross, are you all right?
I'm fine. Well, look, I'm only going to be here a couple of weeks, and I've got a lot of work to do, so...
Okay, come on, Luke. Let's let Mr. Mason get back to his work.
Is it okay if I watch?
Well,
I don't mind Ben, really. From what you tell me about him, I think he could be a big help.
Well, all right. Go to it, then.
Thanks, Dad. Mr. Mason, I'm thinking about overclocking these old computers so Dad won't have to spend money on upgrades. What do you think?
Well, you can almost double your processing speed, but there's always a chance of overloading your CPU. Remember, the CPU speed is a combination of two measurements, the front side bus speed, or FSB, and the clock multiplier.
Okay.
This computer here
suddenly
runs on the
motherboard. Suddenly I feel a bit dizzy. I think I'm allergic to tech speak. I'll be up in front if you need me.
Now, if you set the FSB speed to 100 megahertz, you'll get an effective CPU speed of 400.
But it doesn't look like you will.
Dad? Dad? Is that a Ferrari?
A Ferrari Testarossa, to be exact.
Whoa. Is it yours?
Yes.
Was this okay with Mom?
Caleb, do you really think that I'd get a Ferrari without talking to your mother?
Okay.
So, you got your little toy, then.
A V12 390-horsepower machine that goes from 0 to 60 in 5.3 seconds is not a little toy, dear.
A fast toy, then. I'm glad you're happy. The remodeling contractor is coming over soon to start work on the kitchen. And I'm thinking the new addition ought to have a sunroom.
Fine with me, as long as we still have room for the home theater.
Of course. That's probably the contractor now. Hello? Yes, I was hoping it was you. Of course.
Dad,
this afternoon.
What's going on here? I mean, a Ferrari? And what's this about an addition to our house? I mean, did somebody die and leave us an inheritance or something?
No. I made some investments in biomedical technology. It was risky, but it paid off. Oh, boy, did it pay off. And to top it all off, the bed and breakfast has been doing very well lately.
Wow.
Yeah, life is good. No, life is great. Hey, I'm gonna go for a ride.
In your toy?
In my fast toy.
Dad, Becca.
Becca said you wanted us to come as quickly as we could.
Luke, why wouldn't you tell me anything on the phone?
I want to surprise you. You have got to see this. Close your eyes.
I thought you said you wanted us to see something.
I'll lead you inside.
Right.
Okay, where are you taking us, Luke?
Don't worry, Ben. You're in good hands.
Well, this isn't one of your practical jokes, is it?
Your dad's getting nervous. And if you went to junior high with me, you'd be nervous too.
All right, Dad, Becca, open your eyes.
Okay. Wow.
Whoa.
Welcome to the new internet cafe corner. And at the register, the new product scanning system. Oh, and this is cool. It'll track every customer's buying habits and email them coupons and specials on their favorite products.
Wow. Now, Luke came up with that idea.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, good job, son.
Thanks.
So, what do you think, boss?
Well, this is pretty amazing. I mean, that's for sure.
Now, I know the nostalgic feel of the store is important to you.
Yeah.
So you notice how we've disguised all the computer monitors in these little barrels?
That's clever.
Dad, Mr. Ross says we're still missing one really awesome opportunity here.
Oh?
Online ordering.
What do you mean?
Ben, you can take this little general store worldwide. Imagine this. Someone in Brussels wants to order your famous Coleraine rhubarb jelly online, all right?
Yeah.
So, they just click on a few buttons, a warehouse service ships your jelly, and the money goes directly into your account. No worries, no fuss, no extra employees. You're making money while you sleep. It's seamless.
Mr. Mason showed me how it works, Dad. It's an awesome system.
Wow.
Well, that sounds pretty promising. Well, let me think it over.
And by the way, Ben, your son here has been a big help to me. He's a fast learner, and I think he shows a lot of promise.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's a great kid. Thanks. And I think he heard us. His ears are turning red.
I think I'll work on that inventory system now.
I'll help you.
Hey, thanks for working with him, Ross.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, it's getting late. We'd better close up shop here, Luke.
I'm just getting warmed up.
You sound just like my...
Yes?
Nothing.
Mr. Mason, if you don't mind me asking, is everything all right with your family and all?
Why do you ask?
When my dad mentioned your family tonight, it was like this shadow crossed over your face. I'm sorry. I'm nosing into business I shouldn't.
No. It's all right. Could you install the inventory scanner program on this backup computer for me?
Sure. Anything else you need?
No. My son used to...
I'm sorry?
You have a lot of energy. You remind me of my son. The way he used to be.
Like, how?
He's about the same age as you, a little older, same color hair as you. But over the last year, he's lost a lot of weight, and he stays in bed much of the time.
Oh.
He's got a rare blood disease. The doctors have given up on him. So, my wife and I have been taking him to a clinic down in Mexico for some experimental procedures.
Is it helping him?
Well, it seems to be. That's what keeps me going out here on the road. It's not cheap. But I wouldn't want anything less than the best for my son.
I can understand. I'll pray for him.
Yeah, thanks. You're a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You ready for a tough question from a heathen, pagan, no-gooder like me?
Sure.
All right, then. Why would God allow this to happen to my son? Right in the prime of his life.
That is tough, but I'll have to be honest with you.
Yes?
I don't know.
Easy answer.
No, it's not. When my mom was dying from cancer, I had a lot of questions like that. And here's what I do know. Even though I may not understand what's going on or why, I know I can trust God. I have to get through the tough parts of life. If I get bitter against him, I'm turning my back on the only one who can really help me.
But how can you trust a God like that? A God who would take away a son?
Going through all that stuff with my mom, I learned that trusting God doesn't mean you understand. I mean, I couldn't understand how my mom, who was so full of life, could just waste away like that. And it seemed to me like God wasn't doing anything about it. That's what it looked like. But he gave me this amazing peace through it all. That's when I found out that trust means you just hold on to God's hand and he takes you through. And he does. He's a great God.
That's what I hear. He has quite a reputation.
Mr. Mason?
Yes?
I'm not just saying this. I will pray for your son.
His name is Jake.
What a car!
Yeah, I know. Pretty hard to believe, isn't it?
Is it okay if I sit in it?
You know, better than that. How about a ride?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
You didn't ask Anthony?
Oh, he's at camp. And I got to thinking, why not have you over? I mean, I need to work on getting some more Christian friends like Anthony. Like you.
Good, good. And it's especially important to have friends like me when you've got a Ferrari in your driveway.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Excuse me, Luke?
Hi, Mr. Richter. Congratulations on your new car.
Yeah, thanks, but you've got some fingerprints all over the fender there.
Dad.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Just be careful, thank you. Oh, and don't lean against the door like that.
Oops.
Your jeans have rivets in them. It could scratch the paint if you're not careful.
Right. Sorry.
Dad, is it okay if I take Luke for a ride? Please?
No, I just had it washed.
Oh, come on. You know I'll be careful, Dad. Just like before. Come on, please.
All right, you know the rules. Just around the neighborhood, nothing over 25 miles an hour, nothing past 15 minutes.
Got it.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Get in. We only have 14 minutes left.
Okay.
No fingerprints on the door.
Oh, right.
All right. Listen to this.
Oh, wow. I can't get over it. I've never been near a Ferrari before, and now I'm sitting in one?
Fasten your seatbelt. We could be hitting speeds of up to 25 miles an hour.
Oh, right. Caleb, mind if I ask...
What's going on?
Yeah.
My dad made a good investment in some kind of stock.
Looks like a pretty good investment to me.
Yeah. Roll down your window so you can hear the engine.
Cool! So, this'll be your college car, right?
Right. As long as the college is on this street. It's the only place Dad'll let me drive.
Still going to Grove City?
Yeah. You?
I don't know. I've been looking over applications with my dad. So many choices.
Oh, I know. Well, wherever you pick, you're gonna do great.
Thanks. Oh, I love this car. How fast can it... hold on.
Sure.
It's my dad. Hello?
Luke, I need you to come over to the store immediately.
Hi, Dad. What's going on?
I'm not sure. I need you to help me checking on the system. Here, sit down.
What about Mr. Mason?
Becca, have you been able to reach him yet?
I left a message on his cell. Still trying.
All right, keep up with it. We've got to find him as soon as possible.
What's happening?
Something's gone wrong with the system. I was going over all my accounts, and they've all been zeroed.
What does that mean?
My business account, my personal account, savings account. I mean, they've all been wiped out.
Whoa. I'm sure it's something we can get fixed here.
I sure hope so, and if we don't... Hold on, this might be Mr. Mason. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Taylor. This is Sean Buchanan at First National Bank.
Yes, have you found anything yet?
Yes, from what we've been able to tell, all the funds from your account were wired to an account in Mexico.
Mexico?
We're still tracking down some other information. We'll be in touch as soon as we hear anything else.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dad? You said something about Mexico?
Yeah, what's up with that?
All the accounts were wired there.
That's where Mr. Mason said his son is getting some kind of medical treatment. Where are you going?
Richter's Inn. Come on. All right, what do we have so far?
The address we got from Mrs. Richter is bogus, and I can't see any other connections on the internet so far.
Becca?
I've tried all the numbers on the list. They're either not answering or they're no longer in service.
All right. Let me tell you why I'm so concerned right now.
It's understandable, Dad. You don't have to explain.
Fine.
No, I do. This directly affects you both.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, what?
One of the accounts that was on that list was a special college savings fund. That was the money I had set aside for both of you for college.
Does that mean...
No money. No college fund. No college.
What?
No.
It looks like we've been robbed. And I've been trying to deny it, but... Well, it looks like Ross Mason is our leading suspect.
I can't believe this. He told me this whole story about his son and this rare blood disease he had and how he goes to Mexico to get these treatments. It was all a con?
I don't know, but it sure is looking that way.
And this is where the sunroom's going to be, and right over here will be the new home theater. And this is, hey, are you all right there?
Yeah.
What's up? You've been real quiet.
Oh, just a lot on my mind, sorry.
It's been a zoo and a circus around here lately with all the construction. And I'm really not gonna get a chance to enjoy any of this, since I'll be in college next year. Luke.
I've gotta leave. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
So, it looks like the FBI is gonna get involved.
Wow.
Well, from what I've been able to gather, Ross had a string of businesses all across the country, and we were the last on his hit list before he funneled all the money to Mexico. And... you both need to know this is a serious blow to the general store. We've got to pray through this and be very wise on how we handle things, or we could very well go under.
Oh, no.
I can't believe this guy. He was so smooth. I mean, he was encouraging me, and I bought it. And then he's telling me this sob story, and I bought that, too. Mm-hmm. And now he's living it up on some beach in Mexico on our money.
Look, this is tough on all of us, son. He was my friend, remember? And so I bought it as well.
What I don't get is why con men like Mr. Mason and cocky guys like Mr. Richter are making all this money, having all this fun, and they don't even follow God. They don't even care. And we follow God, and we suffer. Why are bad things happening to us? I thought God loved us.
Of course he loves us. Mm-hmm. You know that. To be honest with you, I don't know why it happens this way sometimes. But I do know one thing. I have to trust God. Yeah. When tough times come like this, I have to trust him. It's the only way I can make it through. Look, I better get that, kids. It could be the FBI.
It's going to work out, Luke. Somehow.
Yeah, but it may be without us going to college.
If God wants us to go to college, he'll work something out.
How can you be so cheerful? Do you realize what's happening here?
I do, and it hasn't been all cheerful. I already did the crying thing. But as I prayed, I remembered something someone once told me. Give people a chance. Forgive, and don't hold a grudge. Against people... or against God. It just poisons you. And he told me something that stuck with me. Don't hold on to bitterness. It doesn't hurt anybody but you.
That sounds kind of familiar. Who told you that stuff?
You did.
Oh, boy.
You remember when Mom was coming back home? How bitter I was about the whole thing?
Yeah.
But you were the one who told me I needed to give Mom a second chance. To forgive. You helped me, Luke. And I'm glad you did. I was able to have some really good mom and daughter talks before she died. They were some of the best talks we ever had, and I would have missed that if I had held on to that unforgiveness.
But it's just so hard to forgive a guy that stole from our dad and ruined our lives. And meanwhile, he's off in some resort in Mexico, getting a tan on the beach, water skiing, sailing, just enjoying himself on our college money.
Yeah. Well, it's wrong what Mr. Mason did, but you can't change that. And it's also wrong for you to hold a grudge against him, but you can change that. You can forgive. And you need to forgive.
Huh? What time is it? 2:39. Oh. I'm coming. Russ Mason.
Ben, I'm so sorry for waking you up, but this is important. May I please come in?
Okay. What do you have to say, Russ?
Who is it? Mr. Mason?
Come to the living room, Ross, kids.
Thank you.
So what's going on?
A lot. Ben, I'm sure you've already figured it out. But I was the one who zeroed out your accounts.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I could have hidden out in Mexico for a long time. But I wanted to come clean. It's a huge risk. I know the FBI is probably going to track me down soon. But I had to come back. I thought a lot about something you told me, Luke.
Me?
It's been a very, very tough time for my family.
Please, I don't want to hear this. We already got duped once, and you expect us to believe you again?
Please, hear me out.
Okay. Let him talk, Luke.
Yeah.
Thanks. You told me when your mom died that you didn't understand it, but you learned to trust God.
This is low. You're bringing up my mother?
I know it's tough for you to believe me now, but think about it. What am I doing at your house at 2:40 in the morning? What do I have to gain?
Why are you here? Do you have the money with you?
No, I don't. I spent it all. I
figured that. So you're asking for more money now?
Luke.
I'm here for two reasons. One is to apologize to you personally.
We forgive you, Ross.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not in the we part.
Luke, God tells us to forgive. Or he won't forgive us.
Dad, I can't. I'm sorry.
Please, allow me to continue.
Go ahead.
The second reason I'm here is to say thank you to you, Luke. When you told me about trusting God, it got me thinking. I still don't understand what's going on, and I still don't really know God. But I'm trying this trust thing, and it's helping somehow. It's helping a lot.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Luke, my son died.
Ross.
How do we know?
Look in my eyes, Luke. My son died. I embezzled all that money to pay for his care because medical insurance doesn't cover experimental treatments. We were quickly going broke, and I was ready to do anything it took to help Jake. But despite all that, the treatments didn't work. I'm devastated. And the only thing giving me any peace right now goes back to what you told me that night at the store. You told me that you learn to take God's hand, and He takes you through. And I think, I really think, I'm learning how.
We're listening, Ross.
I think God's giving me peace. But He's been nudging me to ask for forgiveness, and that's why I'm here.
I'm sorry, but how do we know you're telling the truth?
It's the truth, Luke.
Dad? Someone just pulled up in our driveway.
They're here.
Who?
The FBI.
Are you gonna run?
I'm asking you to forgive me.
Luke, remember, give people a chance. Forgive. Don't hold a grudge. It doesn't hurt anybody but you.
I'm not running, Luke. Will you forgive me?
They probably won't knock so politely next time.
Luke, please.
Don't hold on to bitterness. It doesn't hurt anybody but you.
I forgive you. Oh, son.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke. All of you. Ben, I think you better answer that door.
Right.
And so these five big guys rush in our front door and swarm around Mr. Mason. Two of them grab him and handcuff him right there in our living room.
Whoa, and all I did was watch a game show on TV last night.
I don't think you'd be jealous if you knew what it felt like to lose out on college.
So the FBI didn't get the money back for you?
No. Mr. Mason spent it all on those medical treatments.
You mean that was true? About his son and all?
Yeah. The FBI confirmed it. That was the reason he embezzled.
Oh.
And after all that, his son died.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I have a feeling Mr. Mason's on his way to getting saved now.
That's great. Luke, something may still come through for you. You never know. I mean, you're really trusting God, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
And you forgave this guy, right?
I did. I'm still getting over it. But hey, no use being bitter. That doesn't hurt anybody but me.
Sounds like a wise saying from a wise person.
Like me?
Well, that would be more like a wise guy.
Thanks, Caleb. Thanks so much.
Oh, hey, you want to check out our new home theater? It's got widescreen and... I'm sorry. I know things are tough on you guys right now. I wasn't thinking. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Caleb?
Yeah.
Let's go check out your new home theater.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think I'm ready.
All right, then. Come on.
What a story. Do you remember what Becca said to Luke? She told him, "Don't hold on to bitterness. It doesn't hurt anyone but you." What do you think about that? Do you agree? Check out these couple verses from the Bible. I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. It says, "Get rid of all malice, rage, and anger." And later in verse 32, it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you." God wants you to forgive others because He was willing to forgive you. So what do you think? Is there someone in your life that you need to forgive? No, really, just think about it for a second. Like Luke in our story, are you holding on to a grudge against someone? If you are, let me encourage you to have a talk with them this week and forgive them for whatever it is they've done. And if you do, we'd love to hear about it. Just send us an email at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's show, Why God, was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our recording engineer was Joe McCarger, with production assistance provided by Elizabeth Bowman. John Campbell provided our music, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. And as always, I'm Zach, saying we'll see you again very soon down Gilead Lane.